oxydepressant. And they constantly going to be ready for that.
They're ready to get a check.
Yeah. Well, why don't we do it? Just put your chairs around there. Was the reorganization plan look all right to you?
Well, it's going forward. And that momentum of that great speech you gave in Nebraska is what we're trying to keep going.
Well, we got, it seems to me, we brought a lot more of these activities than we are.
Yeah.
We wanted to just...
Buried in senior people, businessmen. Of course, the Peace Corps Vista and the Peace Corps more prominence now out front, out from under the big department.
Yeah.
They should get more publicity and more and a prominence.
Like pulling teeth, get them out.
I wants to give up.
Well, that's understandable. It's a lot of fingers.
Yeah.
And the hardest part is teaching her. Let's just remember. I guess they finally relaxed. Well, we didn't quite do it.
Well, that's going by legislation rather than by
reorganization. So they need to do it by rear guard action.
If they do, the problem is if you do it by reorganization plan, Congress either has to take it or leave it.
Yeah.
And if they had something in there that there was going to be a big fight about, it might cause the whole plan to go down.
Oh, yeah.
So we thought, let's get this thing into place.
Well, we can do this again.
It's always confusing over the word volunteer.
But it doesn't really belong, in a sense, to any individual who's in any kind of activity. But the point about the teacher corps is that it really belongs to the mountain.
You know, it's any
kind of activity.
We already have an agreement worked out with the teacher corps and the peace corps where a young man or woman goes in and teaches in an urban ghetto for 1 year. And then 2 years overseas in the Peace Corps. And a 3-year total service leads toward a master's degree.
Oh.
And 50% of the teaching corps are black. And this is a terrific way of expanding this to include more blacks. And that's another good reason I think it should be in. And we've got
both of them. Should have our breath mattress over here.
Yeah. Can you borrow part of the bike?
Borrow one of Richardson is, I think, really you saw that what we wanted, but we had to really make the wrong pitch. I mean, not to replace the back his men, not with respect to the part of what he went.
I think that the OEO has to be fired in all of this over the past few years. They've been in the Head Start program and the Job Corps program and various other things, VISTA. And I think myself, the OEO is going to be a very productive organization as a research and demonstration organization. They're going to be stronger for that reason. They are really operational.
Excuse me, Mr. President. The President would like to take a photograph. They're ready now. And then after that, they're ready for the
one. Well, this is, we feel great honor. This is the organization plan number one. For the whole thing, I talked to Congressman Hollowfield from our state, you know, and he said that this is, he called this the organization.
For the big meal. He doesn't chew it up too much. Well, Senator,
I might suggest that Mr. Fletcher and Mr. Gracie move it aside.
And we'll do it. Maybe sitting down, because we had another picture just standing. Just see him roll for a little. See what they can take all about. This is a 3D picture, sir. say, don't you, it's tough, you know, it's not terrible problems, so are you ever bored? Well, come to think of it, no. If they're bored, they got real problems. If they're not bored, so they got problems, you know, and they're worrying about this or that, and their kids are, gee, there's such a crisis and so forth and so on, they're lucky.
Yeah.
That's what they need, they need something to do, something to think about. Well, this is a fight, a battle, always a battle. A battle, and in this case, for a good cause, you know.
With this kind of plan, I think, pulling these together and with the drive you've given it, I can go to any campus and I can say, okay, now we're going to help you to get involved in this thing. If you can't, as you said, if you can't go overseas for 2 years, then do some work here for a year. If you can't do that, work part-time, we'll help you to enable you to do this. So this is the way we're thinking. It's in the message. I was out in Northwestern about 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Yep. And talked to 250 student leaders, 63 student body presidents.
From all over the country.
Yep. And they stand up and they're very antagonistic. It's very fashionable to be cynical, make grand statements about how everything is wrong. Just keep hanging in there talking to them for 2-3 hours. Say, well, what do you suggest? What are you doing in your community? Well, what are you going to do for me? What's President Nixon going to do for me? Well, what are you going to do? Maybe we can help you do something. And then it starts calming down. And about 3 hours later, they still stand up and make these grand and eloquent speeches before their peers. They all came up to me and to the other recruiters and said, geez, what can I do? It's terrific. What can I do now? They don't want to look positive and enthusiastic
but not
for everyone because it's not quite the fashion. But personally, they really want to.
I think you can help them. Well, over a period of time, particularly, you know, as you get the, if you move in the war and the draft and all these things, it'll take time, but you'll come into a period when these people will perhaps, I don't know, it's a question, maybe they may not have as much incentive.